sitting as the Gateway Refinancing Authority. And I'll ask Lily to come back up.
Good morning, board members. Lily Thomas with the Community Development Agency. I'm joined by Miguel Lindquist, also with the Community Development Agency. And I'm going to speak to both of these items as they are related. The items before you are related to the bonds that were issued in the Marin City Redevelopment Redevelopment City area. The annual report for the Gateway Improvement Authority. The Gateway Improvement Authority was formed by a joint exercise of powers agreement between the County of Marin and the Redevelopment Agency to assist in the financing of Marin City USA project. The GIA issued $10.2 million in bonds on September 27th in 1995, and that resulted in the construction of the Marin City USA project, including apartments, townhomes, retail center, and community facilities, which were completed in 1998. The GIA bonds were refinanced and in substance defeased by the Gateway Refinancing Authority. I know it gets a little confusing, the GRA bonds in June of 1998. And the action before you is to accept the annual report, which simply includes the outstanding debt as required by the bond indentures. The Gateway Refinancing Authority was formed also by a joint powers agreement with the County of Marin and Redevelopment Agency in 98 for the purpose of providing an entity to assist in refinancing the outstanding debt of the GIA, or Gateway Improvement Authority. And bonds were issued that refinance those bonds, and as a result of the refinance, there was also funding that was used for the Marin City Public Safety Building, which is where the fire station is in Marin City. The debt service of the GRA is financed by tax increment revenue paid to the County of Marin as a successor agency to the dissolved redevelopment agency and the Community Facilities District. The debt service will mature in next fiscal year, so on September 1st of 2025, and the bonds will be fully repaid.
September 1st, 2025 or 2026?
2025, okay. But it's next fiscal year. Yes. This fiscal year.
Thank you.
At which time the funds currently used for the bond payments will be returned to the 14 impacted agencies, which include the County of Marin, the Marin City Community Services District, the school district, and others. And the action before you is to accept the annual report acknowledging the amount outstanding debt. And with that, Miguel and I are happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Before we get to that point, I'm going to start with item 10A, election of the officers. Is there any public comment on the election of the office? Well, I think we should have a motion first.
Yeah, I'll move President Sackett to serve as president and Supervisor Lucan to serve as vice president.
Is there any public comment on the election of the officers? I'm not seeing any in the chambers. I'm not seeing any hands raised on Zoom.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. We have a motion by Colbert, a second by Moulton Peters for election of the officers. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that slate is approved. We'll now move on to approval of the minutes from the meeting of July 30th, 2024.
Move approval of the minutes.
I second approval of the minutes.
Is there any public comment on the meetings of July 30th, 2024? Come on up.
Bond issue. There's money that has been spent, yes, on the safety building, but there's money due to the CSD. I'm really concerned about this whole process. We are enlisting an attorney to help us with this, but I would love to have a copy of the report that you've done, all the reports, actually. So I just want to let you know that this is a issue that millions of dollars we're looking at should have been returned to us. And So I just want to let you know, you all have been elected. I look forward to meeting with you all on this, hopefully real soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on the minutes? I'm not seeing any in the chambers. I'm not seeing any hands raised on Zoom. I'll call, we have a motion to approve the minutes from Supervisor Moulton Peters with a second by Supervisor Colbert. All those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Item C is the Board of Directors Matters and General Manager's Report. We've heard the General Manager's Report. That's okay. Are there any Board of Directors Matters on this item? I'm not seeing any Board of Directors Matters. Is there any public comment on the General Manager's Report that we just heard from Ms. Thomas? I'm not seeing any in the chambers. I'm not seeing any hands raised on Zoom.
I'll move that we accept the report and provide Ms. Green with a copy.
Second.
We have a motion by Moulton Peters, a second by Lucan. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The general manager's report is accepted. We'll now move on to the secretary's annual report on the Gateway Refinancing Authority. I'll turn that back to Lili unless that's already been done.
No, let's elect
okay.
off.
I did both.
Okay, go ahead.
I move Mary Sackett for president, Eric Lucan for vice president of the Gateway Improvement Authority.
I'll second that nomination.
Have we finished item 10D? I think we need to go back to 10D. Oh. Sorry. 10D is the secretary's annual report on the Gateway Refinancing Authority.
Supervisor President Sackett, I provided an update on both of those items. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. So we accepted the general manager's report. We'll just for formalities accept, ask for a motion to accept the secretary's annual report as well as reflected in item 10D.
Second.
We have a motion by Moulton Peters, a second by Lucan. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The secretary's annual report is accepted. Now we'll move on to item 11.